On this day, 22nd March 1921, Doyle meets in secret. The Irish Bulletin states that a session of Doyle Erin was held during the second week of March. Members noted that the Belfast boycott had made great progress all over the country. The stoppage of Belfast goods was rapidly becoming absolute. A scheme for the creation of conciliation boards for the amicable settlement of disputes between employers and employed was approved. Leave was given for the initiation of an intensive campaign for the development of Irish manufacturers and the fostering of industries essential for the employment of Irishmen. The progressive exclusion of certain articles of British manufacture is to be undertaken, the prohibition to last until the British war of aggression upon the Irish people ceases. A decree was passed authorising the Minister of Home Affairs, Arthur Griffith, to forbid the census proposed to be taken by the British government. Parish priest describes burning of Clifton. Reprisals have continued in Clifton, County Galway, the native place of Thomas Whelan, who was executed last week. No less than 16 houses have been burned, and 300 persons have been accommodated in the workhouse. Monsignor McAlpine, the parish priest, said he went to see if he could save any of poor Clifton. A man who had been firing the houses came towards him and demanded, "What brings you here?" The priest replied, "This is sad work. I am awfully sorry for the whole business." The man replied, "You get away out of here. We do not want your sort here." The priest continued, "I came down towards the barracks and was speaking to one of the police when the same man came towards me again and said, 'You are here again. I will give you while I count to four, and if you're not out of it by that time, you will never get out of it.' At the same time, he pointed his rifle at my breast. One of the Irish police interfered and said, 'The Monsignor is a good man and a good priest.' I then left." Ex-Chief Secretary defends reprisals. Mr. Edward Short, Home Secretary, had a lively reception in addressing a coalition Liberal meeting in his constituency, Newcastle-on-Tyne. He defended the policy of the British government and said Ireland was a paradise compared with Russia, where there was death punishment for every offence. Eamon Phoenix editor's note: following its suppression by the British authorities in September 1919, the Doyle was forced to meet in secret. It continued to issue decrees regarding Republican courts and Belfast boycott. The British government continued to defend its indiscriminate reprisals policy despite mounting condemnation in Britain and the US.